Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Mike Shope.
The birdie we use at home. Even though it doesn't look sophisticated, it has a tree-seeking device. By the seventh shot, this thing's up in the tree. So then what does your kid do? She says, Mommy, I'll get it down. Throws a racket up in the tree. Now your racket's up in the tree. So don't worry, I'll get that down. So now your kid goes into the garage and goes and gets the red rubber ball. Throws that in. That immediately gets impaled. Now there are kids from all over the neighborhood that have come into your backyard, and they're emptying out your garage, throwing stuff at your tree.
And the bulldog.
You realize suddenly you own 18 basketballs. You've got 9 footballs. There's softballs flying through the air. Someone's turned on the hose.
On WGR.
You realize you better get your Jeep out of the way, and you also realize that for the first time in 7 years, you can actually pull your car into the garage because there's no sporting equipment there anymore. Not even the inflatable raft that hasn't seen action since the baby duck rescue of 1997. That is a sport that I know.
Sports Radio 550.
Thank you, Joe. I watched that live. I watched her riff on badminton on the Olympics live. Mary Carrillo has always been one of my favorite broadcasters, like forever. When I first, I'm just remembering this now. I met my then future wife, right, 2002. Then I get to know her family, and I think one of the first, maybe the first disagreement that I had with her father was over Mary Carrillo, because if I remember right, he did not like her. I'm like, you cannot. And I might have played. I am in broadcasting. I might have played that card.
Right.
Like, no.
I know what's what. You don't know how good she is.
Right. I get to decide. She's good. If it's teeth, you get to decide. You're a dentist. I get to decide. I know she's good. Whatever. Right. That doesn't sound like me at all, does it?
So, no.
That made the rounds today, and I'm always delighted to see it. Joe just found it today for the first time and was impressed. So, yes, Mary Carrillo on badminton, maybe like the middle of the night. The Olympics, I think, were in Beijing that year.
And yes, that's right.
She just like, you know, I love that. That's the kind of stuff we do where, like, there's no teleprompter or anything. You're just talking. That's how it came off anyway. I thought that was all just like from her head.
Right. If that was prepped, I mean, that would blow me away.
You know,
yeah,
like a stand-up comedian or something, where they just go,
right? Yeah,
super good. Just heard some very sad, a sad report from Joe during the break, which was that he thinks he only has one draft left.
Oh no, Joe! What are you going to do with your free time?
I could suggest something.
Draft more cartoon leagues. Characters.
Yeah, draft tonight. Oh, cartoon characters. Well, sure, yes.
Could join more leagues, but
you're already feeling kind of crowded. Like,
yeah,
you've already got a lot of leagues.
Maybe, but you know, but there could be some space. I bet the odds are high that I get into one best ball draft, I think, over the course. There's also been discussion, as I told Mike off air, about a right to match auction style guillotine league that could be formulated in the next month, too. So this could get to two.
Ooh, tell me more about that.
Ooh, would you do it? Would you do it?
If Bulldog's in it, then it has to be created.
No. Thank you for falling for it. It's been a while since I acted like I wanted to be in one of your things, only for you to actually ask and me say, no. I don't have time for that.
You do have time for that.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You have tons of time. That's not a good excuse.
There are bicycles
you don't have interest.
To be ridden. There's bicycles to be ridden. There's,
how are you going to find time for that?
I got stuff to
do. I guess it's the same thing. Time and interest is really the same thing. I don't have time for that. It means I'm not. I don't care.
Right.
I'm going to ride bikes.
I don't want to devote my time to that. I would rather sit in my basement watching Better Call Saul for 2 hours a day than find the time and energy to like devote to whatever this guillotine axe-throwing keeper thing was Joe just said. I don't know.
I'm just going to say right now that is written. That when you say, like, I've never wanted to say I don't have time as an excuse because I know how bad I am with how I spend my time. But I'm deciding now from what you just did that it's okay. It just means okay. The same thing, and people should be able to interpret what it means when you say, I don't have time. Like, if all people, I have time. I can't physically tell you, I don't have time for something. Like, just look at today, for instance. I had time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
It just means I don't care.
I had time. I did the bike I wanted to do. I caught a very, very short nap. And I had so much time left over that like an hour before the show was going to start, I got in my truck and went to the car wash because, you know, it was nice out and the forecast is favorable and I got the thing. I got the unlimited. So, like, okay, I just went Monday, but I'm going again today because it rained yesterday.
2 days. Wait. 2 days apart. That's good.
Yeah.
I have not been in at least a week.
Oh!
I'm wasting it. I'm wasting my unlimited car wash privileges.
What kind of value are you getting out of
that? I know. I thought about it today.
Kids with the towels, they need your tips. They're living for those tips. You got to get there.
I did think about it today.
I thought about bailing on it today. Not going to lie. Because it's been maybe 2 weeks for me.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it's how it should end. Is when you go, this is ridiculous. I don't need an unlimited car wash pass. Like, I even have a hose. Like, I just, why did I buy this?
I think the reason I'm hanging on to it for now, though, is the idea of having it in the winter, which I have not had yet. Because I think that's when you really, that's when the money's made. That's when you want it. But that's also 4 months away.
Yeah, and that is the time of the year where you really can't do it yourself, right? I mean,
right.
You know.
But why not just cancel it now and then re-sign up in 4 months?
Hey.
Yeah, well.
You should have a six-month pass.
They let you
Maybe
do
they
that.
Do. All right. Yeah. I don't know. I'll ask.
Joe, I don't think you need this, but if you want to be in more drafts, I'll find you some drafts, all right? I'm thinking
you're the man. If I'm feeling the itch,
I'm thinking about one tonight.
Yeah, you are the dealer. You are
yeah,
the guy.
Yeah, I'll hook you up.
You got a guy? Yeah, I got a guy.
I'll get you out of that car wash, and I'll get you into the FFPC Football Guys Championship. Maybe at 10 o'clock. Davis Maddock, other guys in the industry are drafting at 10, and you know they like Davis tweets that. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, I could probably do it. Actually, I had another plan for tonight. The expansion draft is tonight. This is not that. The expansion draft is tonight. We're going to have a lot more on that subject as we go toward 7. Then, Joe, there will be trades probably. The announcement, it'll be big. Like, if you like hockey and you're into all that, we've been talking about it almost all day. Tonight's a cool night. What I was thinking about is, so my wife and my daughter went away for a short trip. So I have my son. And we have a tough time, when I'm involved, we have a tough time agreeing on a movie. Our family. Like, most of the movies the kids want, I just don't care at all about. Mm-hmm. And my wife will sort of do those movies. She'll do the Disney Plus stuff. She'll do, you know, certain, I mean, not the Talking Dogs. My daughter's got, she's kind of maybe growing out of the Talking Dogs, flying the space shuttles movies. But I'm just, like, not interested in their choices usually, and they're not interested in mine. What would mine be? Rounders?
Right.
Mine are just like not even, you can't even, we're not even having the conversation. What daddy
to kill
wants
a mockingbird.
To watch.
Bird.
Yeah. I have been thinking I want to watch Citizen Kane again. Right. And I'm thinking, like, there's no way. Can you imagine my kids watching Citizen Kane? But I thought, like, my son and I, there's lots of reasonable choices here. I'm trying to think of a good movie for he and I. Doesn't have to be new. It's better if it's not, probably. And, like, sort of a famous movie, maybe a comedy, maybe just some sort of, I want sort of a thinking movie, not an action movie. I'm not that type. Like, what would that movie, what would be a great choice? Anything come to mind right away?
I'm terrible to ask this of. I don't know.
He could be on the adult side here. This could be sort of a special one-off.
Yeah.
He and I are going to watch this. It's better if my wife doesn't care for it, because she's not there. So, like, the first movie I thought of, actually, was The Godfather. But I'm kind of thinking it's a little much. Maybe it's a little much. It's not that violent, but it's dark,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he's 11, by the way.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think. I mean, you said not action. Like, I'm just thinking of time. Like, I did, what's the name of the movie now? I can't think of the name of the movie. Big Fish, right? Is that Billy Crudup, relationship with his dad? I did that with the boys and my wife at one point. Like, it was a night like you might be describing, where they're trying to pick something and I'm in the room, mm-hmm, and I'm like, okay, enough with the magic closets and the swords and the sorcery and all the and the talking animals. I said, like, let's try this. I'm gonna try that. This movie means a lot to me and I want to do it. And I feel like I damaged my credibility because it might have been just a little early. I think it's a great film, but it can be slow, and for kids who were, I don't know, maybe around Julius's age when I showed it to them, it was just sort of like, you know, they were respectful, they weren't like, you know, mad, they didn't leave the room to go play video games, they like sat and watched, but I don't think they loved it, and I feel like it hampered my ability to ever do that again,
right?
You know what I mean? The only other time I really remember doing that with them, and it was just the three of us, my wife was at work, was on a Memorial Day one year. I decided, like, we'd been at the cottage, getting the cottage all set up for the summer, because that's traditionally what we do. But, like, you know, Tuesday would be a school day and a work day. So we come home Monday afternoon and sort of get set up. And so Monday night, my wife is still at work and we're alone. And I'm like, you know what? It's Memorial Day. We're watching Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, and that was good. Like, they were old enough to, you know, they could handle the imagery, the violence. You know, that was fine, and I think that went over well. I think that they appreciated that, and I think in later years you've even referenced watching it. So I feel like that was a success. I don't know, 11 might Leo might have been 11. This might have been like 13 and 11. My guys were when I did that, but you know, I'm not telling you that that's okay. I just, you know,
yeah.
We felt like, I felt like my judgment that night was, let's do this, and we did.
A lot of good suggestions are being tweeted. We're getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Bond, Shenick & King, a full service Buffalo law firm. My friend Neil suggests Major League. I like that idea. That's kind of the mood I'm in.
Yeah,
I want to see him laugh. You know, summer vacation. I don't want to be. I like sort of a smart mystery type of movie, and he does too, I would say. But sort of in the mood for more like what's something funny? Would he find Major League funny? He plays baseball.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think a lot of the jokes in that movie are adultish jokes.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm sort of open to that.
Yeah. Although, wait, no, you know what? No, you know, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm confusing.
You're thinking of Bull Durham?
Yeah, I'm thinking more of Bull Durham. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the funny stuff in Bull Durham, you think of, like, the conversation on the mound about the candlesticks and whatever. Like, I don't think a kid is really going to get that. But Major League maybe is a little less like that.
Bull Durham is more about the relationship.
Right.
Than
right.
Major League is, I think.
100%.
Major League is good. Major League works. It's never a movie that I've wanted to watch back. I mean, I know I've probably seen it three times at least, but I think that works. All right, maybe. It's a good idea. Do you want an update on that tomorrow?
Yeah, I definitely do.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, you got just the boys, right?
Just the boys, yeah. And the bird. The boys and the bird.
The boys and the bird.
Samson will be there and Nico. Yep. That guy. I love that guy. That Nico. He's so cool. Hey, I got good news for you. Odell Beckham says he feels great.
Oh, good.
Ready to go.
Good. And I hope he has a great year.
Bulldog is not an Odell Beckham fan.
I'm not a Beckham fan. No. I won't
put this into fantasy context to sort of, we can avoid that for the moment this time. But okay. So, you know, you've got this attitude about Beckham and the Browns that, bottom line, he went out, they got better.
Right.
Now, I would want to poke holes in that. I've done it. Like, I think the schedule is part of that. They had bad weather in the middle of the season. He got hurt. But, like, I don't want to subscribe to that. I feel like he is
– Yeah.
He's a force on the field.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of his, but I don't know that I would necessarily, like, point at that and say, like, oh, see? He's bad for the team. I don't know about that, you know? I mean, I'm not a fan of all of – there's just a lot of stuff. There's always stuff with him. You know, I don't know if it'll still be that. Maybe he's matured. You know, I don't know. But, like, I just feel like there's a lot of hype and just, you know, I got to wear this watch. I got to do this different stuff. Like, dude, just cut it out. Like, I think I've evolved a lot over the years. Wasn't he fine for wearing some watch?
No, I remember the watch. I forgot about the watch, but now I remember
just,
it. Yes.
I feel like I've widened my berth to try to allow, because I like personality. I like fun. I don't, you know, I try not to be the cliche crusty old guy, like, you know, team first and all. Like, whatever, man. Show what you got. I'm fine. Him is just too much. It's just too much for me, anyway.
Yep, not your favorite. How about Baker Mayfield being sort of the voice of reason on the vaccine today? The Browns getting ready for training camp?
Go Baker. Yeah.
Right? I just sort of gave a very common sense answer to a question about it. Yep. And, you know, made just sort of in the same way that I like to think about it. Like, okay, what's the problem? What is the problem here? Mm-hmm. Which makes what we talked about yesterday just all the more sort of maddening almost. But yeah, I thought that was impressive.
Yep, me too.
Tonight is the expansion draft in the NHL. We had Paul Hamilton on to talk about Will Borgen. Looks like he's going to Seattle. Some Ristolainen talk in there and just like what Seattle was doing today. We had a good 5 o'clock hour talking about that too. If you miss anything, go to the Odyssey app or WGR550.com. If you missed Paul, relax. We've got that for you next. Sneaky Joe at 7 with the nightcap, and then the quote festivities are at 8. ESPN is doing this is when they sort of take over NHL rights, I guess, with this thing tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for listening. This is WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.